Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU. First of all, congratulations to Lauren in Summerdale. She scored a pair of tickets to see the Zac Brown Band.
Sweet! More chances for you to win those coming up.
And we have some special in-studio guests. Thank you guys for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
So we have Colin and Brandon from Hello Dolly. Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. Good. So talk to us a little bit about the show, because it's coming to the Academy of Music. Right?
Yep.
And you guys are in it.
Yeah, we're here for 2 weeks. The show is a big, fun, old classic musical.
Yeah. And I remember the movie.
Yes.
Yeah, with Barbra Streisand
was in it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got big production numbers with just an incredible ensemble of dancers that are just really in these beautiful costumes that won the Tony on Broadway a couple of years ago, and it's really something to see.
I suppose when the show is all done, you don't get to take the costumes home with you, do you?
Oh, no, but we can take the shoes.
Yes.
Can you?
The shoes.
And the shoes are a great addition, too.
How much preparation went into this? Because this is both for both of you, your national tour debut.
Yeah.
Right?
So I know for me, I've auditioned for the show about 10 times.
Oh, my gosh.
That includes Broadway. So it was like numerous of callbacks. It was a whole process.
So Brandon, is that how it works? You kind of have your eye was on
Hello
Dolly.
I was like, I'm going to book this show. I was like, I'm going to book this show. And by like that, like fifth or sixth time I was in callbacks and I was like, yeah, this is it.
How loud was your scream when you got the actual?
Oh, my agents called me into the office. I have a video.
It's funny
because they literally played me. And then they were like, oh, yeah, this came for you today, and slid it on the table, and it was my offer for Dolly.
And I
was in tears.
Wow,
like, I finally did it.
And then you immediately fired them.
Immediately. I was like, you're gone.
And what was your story, Colin?
I actually joined a little later as a replacement for Ambrose, and so I had a very quick audition process. They needed a new Ambrose and Barnaby within, like, I auditioned and flew out the next week to rehearse while they were in Denver for a week.
Okay.
And I went into the show.
So it was super panic mode, cramming for it.
Yeah. Very fast. Yeah.
Now, do you already know, with your history in theater, already know about the show to where it wasn't that long for you to pick up what you had to do? Or was it, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to cram and learn everything?
I did. I used to love the movie. I watched the movie a lot growing up as a kid. And I also love WALL-E. And it's the soundtrack of WALL-E. So.
Oh.
And I mean, I knew of the show just because of Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
Because of his Hello, Dolly.
Right. That was really
and
good.
And I knew of the show. But like being in, when I got the offer, I was like, maybe I should do a little bit more research on it. And it has a long history. You know what I mean? Like an all black cast in 1968 with Pearl Bailey and Cab Calloway and just the amount of people that have played Dolly are just so iconic.
Right.
Even till now, you know what I mean? It has an extensive history.
On Carolee's Instagram, she does a photo.
Every Tuesday.
Once a week that's recreating one of the Dollies from past productions. And it's really just crazy how many different people she is.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, you really, there's some people in there. I'm like, wait, they play Dolly? What? Like, wait,
so it seems that you guys know a lot about Dolly, but we're going to see how much. So we have a little game for you, okay?
Perfect.
And it's the Dolly game. And perfect. Dave has some music playing in the background. And you're going to have to fill in the blank.
All right.
Okay. So I want you to buzz in.
For people who perform in front of probably hundreds of thousands of people a year, you two both look terrified.
Yeah.
Yes, terrified.
We are 100% putting you on the spot right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, Brandon, let me ask you this. What is your favorite barnyard animal?
Barnyard animal?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
This isn't a trick question.
Name an
animal that you might find on a farm.
Chicken.
A chicken. Okay, so... when you know an answer, I need you to cluck like a chicken.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Practice. Then, what would that sound like, Brandon?
Cluck, 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 cluck.
All right,
good. Okay. And now, Colin, what is your favorite barnyard animal?
Well, my favorite and my character's favorite is a cow.
Okay. So then you'll moo.
That's brilliant.
So, yeah.
And how would that sound, Colin?
Moo!
Perfect.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to have you fill in the blank. If you know what the blank is, then ring in with your sound.
Okay.
Okay. Blank Parton.
Moo.
Colin?
Dolly?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Good one. Okay. Hello, blank.
Oh, yeah.
Dolly.
Yes. Yeah,
Brandon.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, we're even at one. Okay.
Blank Madison.
Moo.
Colin. Colin.
Dolly?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay, how about the blank llama?
Cluck, cluck, cluck.
Yes. Yeah,
Brandon.
Dolly llama?
Yes, yes. The Dolly llama.
Oh, we're even. So is there one more?
We do have one more.
Okay.
Okay, this is for all the marbles, if we had any, or at least just bragging rights, if you would want to brag about winning about this. Salvador blank.
Moo.
Moo.
All right, Colin.
Colin.
Dolly.
Salvador Dolly. We'll accept it.
Great job.
Bravo, you guys.
That was so challenging.
Great job.
Yeah, well, that's how we roll here. We're very challenging.
It's Hello Dolly coming to the Academy of Music February 19th, which is tomorrow through March 1st. Thank you, Colin and Brandon, both for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
Wake up. Wake up.
The Andy Summers Show, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
every morning.
92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.